Why do some people seem to skyrocket to success while others stay stuck? It's not luck, it's the compound effect. The compound effect, and you've probably heard this from investing, is like the principle that small, consistent actions lead to massive, life-changing results over time. Reinvesting your skills, reinvesting your habits, reinvesting your finances. Bit like Mr. Beast does on his YouTube channel. The channel's worth $1 billion, but he only has about $1 million in his bank. He reinvests the proceeds to ensure the growth is exponential. Let's give an example of how compound growth works. A wise man challenges a king. Place one grain of rice on the first square of the chessboard and double it on every square thereafter. The king, amused, agrees. But by the 64th square, the total grains exceed 18 quintillion, more rice than exists in the world. That's the magic of exponential growth. It starts slow, so one grain of rice, two grains of rice, four, eight, 16, 32, 64. There's not much there, even, six or seven squares in. But it's when it gets to the latter stages that that growth really hits home. Think about investing £100 and reinvesting the returns and letting it grow by 10% yearly. The first few years are going to feel slow, but over decades it grows to thousands. Imagine spending one day unnecessarily. Over time, that small leak can drain your potential wealth. As they say, a small leak can sink a great ship. Mr. Beast didn't start with viral videos. He began with low budget content and reinvested every dollar. The videos didn't explode, first of all. But over years of consistent reinvestment, his production quality and ideas improved. So whether it's business, fitless learning, the key is reinvestment, compound growth. Imagine two people starting YouTube channels or a business, whatever you want to call it. Person A takes profits and spends them. Person B reinvests into better equipment, research, editing, getting reach out there, advertising. After 5 years, who has a bigger, more impactful channel? Think about it. Now, you can do the same with skill set. Nothing clicks until it does. When you first learn a skill, whether it's writing, sales, management, martial arts, it can feel slow at first. You go week one, week two, week three, week four, nothing seems to improve. And then suddenly, 18 months, it all clicks. Suddenly, those hours of what felt like mundane, menial, invisible practice turn into visible mastery. I've been through things like that when you feel like nothing's going your way. You continually try, you continually put the effort in, but no result seems to come. And then suddenly, at the point you least expect it, you sort of resigned the fact that anything's gonna come of it. You just stick to it. You stick to it and you then see results. It's a bit like going to the gym. You don't see results immediately. You see it after a while, and you then get compound growth. It's like sharpening an axe. You can swing for hours with a blunt blade and see little progress, but take time to sharpen it, and every swing becomes powerful and effective. So there's a saying, and it might be different in terms of time, but if you were given 24 hours to, let's say, cut a tree down or cut some trees down, you should spend the first 23 hours sharpening the axe. Just think about that. Interesting, isn't it? There's not always immediate payoff, and the payoff might be so small that you end up quitting and giving up and saying, what's the point? You don't always have this massive success initially. The trick is to stick with it and understand that you have a longer term objective. The whole 1% every day improvement, yeah, you'll be 37 times better when you started than when you started, because the 1% is now on a higher figure, isn't it, than when it was at the start. So if you were to start with one push up a day or one press up and added one more each day, I know that's a double, but you'd be doing 365 push ups a day by the end of the year. And yes, you can argue that, and again, this is just a metaphorical example, you'll get to a point of stagnation, won't you? You might be able to do one, then to two, then to three, then to four, to five, and then you'll stop at five for a bit. And then it might go to six, and then it might go to seven, and then it might stop for a bit. But this is the whole point. You have to keep reinvesting into yourself. The danger of not reinvesting is that it can slow you down. If you skip saving today, it compounds into financial stress later. And we don't necessarily mean saving, not actually putting money in the bank always. We mean creating wealth. Saving in terms of having a delayed payment later on. What are you putting your time into? Maybe you ignore daily exercise and it compounds into long-term health issues. Maybe you avoid, sales conversations or speaking to clients or difficult conversations and it compounds into no clients or broken relationships or whatever it is. It's like walking down an escalator that's moving upwards. If you don't keep stepping, you'll be taken backwards. Progress then is either deliberate or delayed. What are you neglecting that is negatively affecting your compound growth? So we should always look to reinvest into our business or ourselves. Stocks, business, development. You get, for example, accumulation stocks, which means it reinvests all the dividends, or you get income-bearing stocks. Accumulation ones will obviously, or if you accumulate your asset, essentially, over the long term, it will yield better results, typically. Maybe small acts of daily kindness compound to stronger friendships. Maybe small daily acts of positivity are going to lead to a better personality. Maybe one glass of water, one glass of, or one walk, one more healthy meal will compound into a healthier person in a year's time. It's like the bamboo tree lesson. You plant a seed, you water it daily for 5 years, nothing happens. No growth. But in the fifth year, it grows 90 feet in 6 weeks. But was it 6 weeks it took to grow, or was it 5 years? And this is it. This is the challenge. When you start a business, you're not probably going to see much, but you want to be that billion-pound business. It takes a long time. And yet, you can probably give me some examples of it happen pretty quickly. Fair enough. But for the majority of the time, it's about sticking with that consistency. So this week, pick an area of your life, finances, skills, health, and identify small actions that you can reinvest into into that particular element daily. Do it for a week, do it for a month, do it for a year, and start noticing the momentum. Remember, the compound effect is always working. The question is, are you using it, or is it using you? When you buy shares, for example, there's something called pound cost averaging. When you're buying the average cost because you're buying it periodically, there's also pound cost averaging, which is when you are doing it in the inverse and it's not favorable. The same applies here. So, how can you start reinvesting in yourself instead of, if you are doing well now, instead of just looking to use that and try and upskill your life? Maybe it's time to reinvest. and delay that for longer term. Now, no one's saying don't start improving life as you go through, but this is about if you want maximum growth, the best way to do that is through compounding, not just financially, but within your life as well.